Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. And having a pretty good day today. I've been...
I can't believe you just said that.
I did do that. Didn't I just do that?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I go back to being quiet.
No. Well, we have our wonderful co-host already on the line. Sharifa, how are you this evening? Since you already joined in, I got to go ahead and just let everybody know who you be.
I know. That's what it's about, though, joining the conversation, changing the conversation. So I felt like I should just jump right in there. And like, did he just really just say that?
Yeah, I did. I know. And I've been having a little fun with that. It is, we're having a magnificent day. And I'm excited about the day that we're having. Yesterday, it's been 24 hours since we went live with our television station in Beaumont, Texas. And that's like completely and totally awesome. And going live on that. Yes. So we are knocking it out. And then today I've been out. I'm back in Houston, Texas now. I was in Beaumont, Texas yesterday. So now I'm back in Houston, Texas today. And today we've been out looking for offices. I've been out looking for offices. It's no we, it's me. Been out looking for offices so that we can have our sales, set up a sales staff to sell advertising on our TV station here in Houston, Texas and Beaumont. And I'm really excited about that. I think it's completely and totally awesome. And I just, I'm just really, really like, okay, we got momentum. We got the big mo right now. And we are making things come together. And we're making things happen. And it's just totally and completely awesome. And I'm happy about that. I'm really, really happy. And I'm excited in a lot of different ways. And a lot of people have been coming to us already, although we're not really taking show submissions really right now, but a lot of people have already been starting, hey, I want to make sure my show is on deck when you guys start producing and shooting shows. I want to make sure my show is there, and I want to make sure that, you know, I'm in point. I don't want to miss my opportunity to be there and have my thing on the air or have you produce our new movie or new TV show. And so we've been getting a lot of that lately. And it's been pretty cool. It's been really, really cool. And I've just really, really been enjoying this process. My phones have been ringing off the hook. They've been ringing off the hook at the Punch TV Studios offices. And people wanting to invest in the company, wanting to be a part of Punch TV Studios and wanting to do something special. And I've got to say to everyone, I'm thankful and I'm happy about it all at the same time. I'm thankful and I'm happy. So how are you feeling tonight, Ms. Sharifa?
I'm excited. I'm very excited about tonight's show because we have some very special guests on the line, and we'll get to them in a minute. But I just love, I think having the show at 6 p.m. in the evening is just like the highlight of my day. I look forward to it, being able to talk to our listeners. I love it.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I've learned about having a show like this right now.
Mm-hmm.
What I've learned is that I didn't realize I had so many words in me. because we've been doing this show for a little over 5 weeks now, and I didn't realize how many words you, huh?
No, yes, I think this is like the 6 week. I think
6 weeks, 6 weeks now, yeah. And I didn't realize how many words you need to do a radio show. I'm telling you, I've had a lot of words. I've said a lot of words, and actually, I just can't believe that I've said so many words in 6 weeks. You can do a lot of talking in 6 weeks. And I'm telling you, man, we've been doing a lot of talking on here. We've had some phenomenal guests on in the Punch Bowl. And I can't say enough about it. I just can't say enough about it. So what do you say? You find yourself... Like because I didn't know I had this many words in me. I mean, I know a lot of words, but to kind of string these words together every day, you know,
right.
I had a critique, and friends critiqued me about the radio show. I mean, they told me I say wow too much. You should say other words than wow. I'm like, I didn't even realize that I said wow. That much. Do I say wow that much? I didn't even think about it. I just say wow. When something is interesting, I just say wow. So you got to come up with another line other than wow. So now I've been trying to figure out other words I can use other than wow so that people are not bored on the radio show with me saying wow. How many different words are there for wow?
You know, this is what I think. I think you say wow. I think we both say wow. But, you know, it kind of reminds me of when I used to teach and train on sales. And I used to always tell people when you're doing a sales call, you find that one word that just kind of expresses your feeling, and then you kind of go on to the next thing. So whether that word is wow or great or fantastic, it allows you to kind of move on to the next thing.
Okay, so what we're going to do tonight, and this is
find
Tuesday,
new words.
Am I right? Is it Tuesday or is it Monday?
It might be Thursday.
I don't even know. I don't even know. I'm kind of lost track of time right now. I'm telling you, traveling, when you're traveling, you so easily lose track of time. Is it Tuesday?
It is Tuesday.
Somebody help me out. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. Okay, so here's what we're going to do tonight. You and I, the Sharifa, here's what we're going to do. We're not going to say the word wow tonight. We're going to say the word tremendous. So every time we think we're going to say wow, we're going to use the word tremendous. And you can't say, wow, that's tremendous.
Did your friend who gave you this critique involve me in this? I think she said you used the word wow too much.
I don't think that's what they said. They did say me, but since it's me, I'm saying it's got to be you too. It's us. It's us.
Okay.
See, we be a team. And so I know that a lot of the wows that they said I said, some of those had to be your wows. You see what I'm saying? Because
I'll take credit.
I don't think that I really say wow that much.
Wow.
So when I went back and see, there you go. When I went back and I listened to some of the great shows that we've had about on Punch TV Studios, about our IPO, right? And I listened now. I'm telling you, I went back and I listened to some of the great shows. And what I noticed was is that you really say wow a lot. And I say wow a little less than you. One of us says wow a lot. It could be me. But I'm going to blame you because you're here. And that's what we're going to do.
Wow.
So... That's how we're going to do it tonight. Is that all you had to say? Okay, cool.
You know, I think
we're getting ready to
go and take a commercial break.
Do you want to take a commercial break? Wow. We're not going to say wow. Tremendous.
That's CEO tremendous. Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American-owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
So, Sharifa, we have a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time.
Everybody has to get their stock. They have to get their stock, buy their stock, $1 a share. But I had to tell you a story.
Okay, I'm listening.
Because this is, we're going to test out the wow, tremendous. I had to tell you what happened to me today. And you will not believe what happened to me today. This is a true story. This is one of those experiences that only you have. Okay, so I went to my aunt's house. And she had the air conditioning guy putting in the air conditioning in her house. Okay. He was giving her a quote on the air conditioning, right? And so she left, and he said, you know, what do you do? And I said, oh, you know, I do marketing, I do PR or whatever. And he said, oh, who? So I told him, I said, you know, with Punch TV Studios. He said, Punch TV Studios? The Punch TV Studios that's on the radio? And then, so she was gone for maybe like 30 minutes. And she comes back. He was supposed to have written her a quote for her air conditioning. He spent 30 minutes asking me how he can get his show on Punch TV Studios. And he didn't even have time to give. This is, I'm telling you, this is my life this day. So she comes back and she's like, you finished or whatever? He was like, no, I couldn't get internet, so I'm going to have to come back. And so he leaves. I'm like, he spent 30 minutes talking about Punch TV Studios. That's why you didn't get your air conditioning. So this is my life these days. This is what I go through. This is why I don't even want to leave the house. This is my life. I can't even tell people I know you now. I'm like,
it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird.
Burger King. That's what I'm going to start telling them. I work at IHOP.
It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird.
That's my life these days. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
I thought you were going to say like tremendous or something. No?
I think that's tremendous.
Oh, that is so sweet.
I mean, but you know, I get that all day, every day. I mean, that's not unusual. I get, hey, aren't you Joseph Collins? Yeah, I'm Joseph Collins. I got an idea for a show.
And you know what I said to him, though? You know what I said? About his show, because he was, of course, pitching me the show. And, you know, I said, you know what? We love to hear more about it. Call in at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and join the conversation. That's what I told him.
So he's on the line, obviously, tonight.
No. Maybe Thursday, Friday, you know, on his off day, because he was at work. He was the air-conditioned man, okay? So he couldn't call in tonight. But I'll tell you, when he call in, I'm going to let you know that's the air-conditioned man.
That's the air-conditioned man. All right, got you. Well, you know what? There's nothing wrong when the air-conditioned man calls. And he wants to fix the air because, you know, sometimes it'd be hot and punch, and we do need to get it cold.
Absolutely.
To get it cold. I don't really think people appreciate how much work goes into what we're doing. I don't think people really can grab the idea or the gravity of how much work it really takes to pull something off like this. It just takes a tremendous amount of work, and it's not easy at all. It's totally not easy. And I'm so thankful to the team that I have. They really are working hard, so that we're working towards the close of the IPO, and the team that we have and working every day. It's just a phenomenal team of people, and they are really working to make this happen. And we're really charging ahead, and we got like new team members coming and joining on with us all the time. So I want to tell everybody, visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com. Take a look at what we're doing. Take a look at it. Become an investor in our company. Invest whatever you want to invest, something like $1,000 or something like that. Become an investor in our company, and let's grow together. We're going to build an amazing entertainment company. It's going to be absolutely amazing, and it's going to be awesome, and we're going to do it together. And I'm so thankful to everyone who has already bought stock in our company and everyone who's already been a part, who are already part owners. And, you know, in the last few days, we've had a lot of stock certificates go out in the last few days. We're working on another huge batch of stock certificates that we're trying to get out before Christmas. And I am just excited, and I am elated. So who do we have in the punch bowl tonight?
We have a few guests tonight, but we are going to start with a very special guest, Mr.
Wow.
Sal Maldonado. Sal, are you on the line, Mr. Maldonado?
I sure am.
How are you this evening?
I am fantabulous.
Oh, wow.
You can't say wow. You have to say fantastic. We're not going to say wow. Tonight is the no wow show. So tonight, everything but wow tonight.
You can't use fantabulous because it's registered. So it's already
fantabulous. You'd have, registered.
You'd have to buy stocks on it.
I believe in buying stock. I believe in that everyone should own stock, specifically in Punch TV Studios. You know, you want to get your stock. You want to become a part owner. And I just excited overall. I'm excited overall. Totally and completely excited. So what brings you to the punch bowl tonight, Mr. Fantabulous?
Well, you guys reached out to me, and, you know, I like the show as far as it says, you know, changing the conversation. So
yeah,
I'm here to have a conversation with you guys, whatever topic you guys want to talk about.
Cool. What? No, so about you. What do you do?
What don't I do? I do it all. I myself also do production. I myself do production. I originally I was featured in a tattoo magazine. It was a lifestyle and music magazine back in 2006. And, you know, it gave me a pretty large audience, and I figured I had to do something with it. So I started getting featured in different magazines. And from there, a friend of mine reached out to me and asked me if I wanted to do, you know, a little entertainment. So I got a little bit into doing the commercials and background and extras and all that. But, of course, you know, being a Latino with tattoos and stuff, I was only getting typecast.
Yeah, you were the. Which one were you?
Which one of them are there? About 80 to 85% of the Latino guys with tattoos out there, I know. So I'm one of the many that are out there in the industry. I mean, a lot of my friends are out there, and they're you know, they're working on TV and commercials and music videos and stuff like that. So I commend them for that. It just wasn't enough for me. I didn't want to just be typecast as one character, especially living in LA. You know, it's such a trend now. It's more of a rare thing if you don't have tattoos out here in LA, pretty much.
No, I don't have no tattoos. I'm telling you this right now. The only tattoos I have on my body came from my mama. My mama put me with an extension cord one time.
Oh, wow.
And I have a U on my thigh. And I've had that U ever since I got that whooping.
I wonder what
that's the only tattoo I have
on that one.
That's the only tattoo. They don't whoop kids with extension cords anymore these days. But back in the day, you would get the extension cord, you would get the switch, you would get the belt,
right.
You'd get the stand in the corner, you'd get the
you
whole
must have been bad.
Thing. I don't know if I was really that bad. I just think I was just a kid like every other kid, right? I don't think I was a bad kid. I'm telling you, I don't think I was a bad kid. I don't know. Were you a bad kid?
That was like a long pause. He got
in his closet. Okay, we're going to examine your skeletons here.
No, you know what? I honestly don't think I was bad. I think it came to a point where I more than anything, I rebelled against my dad's strictness. But even with that rebellion, he put the ground rules down and he assured me. He said, listen, we're going to break this down like this. He said, from the door out, he said, I can't do anything. He's like, I wish you would listen to me, but you're not going to. He said,
okay.
It's your life. He said, but from the door in, he said, it's my neighborhood, and you're going to respect me.
Ooh, go, Dad.
Oh, I think I like your dad already.
You know, he used my mindset that I was using with the whole boys and hanging out in the streets and stuff, you know, and he used it against me, so I couldn't argue with him about it.
Right.
And he was right. If that's what I demanded, and he demanded his respect in his neighborhood, and I had to respect it. Now outside of that, then that's a whole different story. But you know, that's one of the reasons why I kind of draw attention to people out there, because I do have a criminal background. However, I've never allowed that to stop me from going out there and pursuing a better life, you know, going out there and applying for jobs. Now I own, you know, my fitness company and my production company, despite the fact that I have a criminal record, despite the fact that I look the way that I look, and despite the fact that I'm actually also an immigrant. So that's what kind of draws people to me.
You got a lot of strikes against you. You got a lot of strikes against you right there.
I can't even say
that's terrific. That is just a wow moment. I mean, I can't think of another word. Okay. What turned you around? What made you like, okay, I've got to clean up my act, and I've got to get my head in the game. I've got to clean up my act, and I've got to get this thing turned around.
You know, honestly, it took years. It took years because it's a mindset that we have. When I was sitting behind bars, this older gentleman gathered up a whole bunch of us, and he started asking us why we were behind bars. And he said, no, you know, I want you guys to understand that we're all in here for the same reason. I was like, what does he mean by that? And he said, we're all stupid. You know, we're making dumb choices that's making us come back here every single time, and we just don't change. And he was already in his 60s, and I was only 19 years old. So I said, wait a minute, I don't want to be going in and out, you know, at 60-something. So that's when it was a wake-up call for me. But in my mind, I still had that, you know, street mentality where in South LA, that's just the way things were and that's the way you had to be. You kind of had to be a product of your own society kind of thing. I just kind of made a little better choices or was a little bit more cautious about certain choices, so I didn't end up behind bars. But the mindset is what was still there. So that took me a lot longer to understand. It actually took me to live out in Florida for 2 years to make me understand that, you know, life in South LA, it's not like that everywhere. And
no,
life is
like
going to be what I choose what to make of it. So I currently stay now in South LA with a whole different mindset than just the one I had as a kid growing up, you know, playing victim to the system. Instead, you know, I decided to do something positive with myself.
Wow.
You started your own business?
I did, yeah. I was working at a law firm, and I started thinking of different names to name my production company. And, you know, I'd ask people, what do you think? And, you know, when people aren't feeling your passion, they just don't understand your vision.
Well, no,
so,
that's absolutely correct. When they not.
So one day I was at work, and I just told my boss, you know, I have to go. So I went to the registered office, registered my company, got my tax ID number, everything. And from there, I just, you know, it's a passion that I have now, pretty much what you guys do, which is, you know, interviewing phenomenal people. I just do video. And I reach out to a community that's not really being marketed, or at least being marketed to correctly, and that's the English speaking
right,
Latino.
Right,
you know,
right,
we're Latino Americans that unfortunately are still under the umbrella of being stereotyped versus just seeing us as just another American Latino. You know, they want to stereotype us and typecast, especially in the entertainment industry. That's my focus, and that's, you know, that's what I do.
Wow.
And I also
that,
do
that
motivational speaking.
That is very
that
impressive.
I think that we really have to talk further about.
We have to really give you an applause for that, because that is really impressive. That is really,
applause
really impressive.
Applause for the
mirror. Yeah.
I get the applause, right?
Yeah, you got the
yes.
applause on that one.
Yes.
That's really
no,
impressive.
No, we have to talk further. And you mentioned that you interview phenomenal people. You know, we are reaching out to the Latino entertainment community and the Latino community as well in general. So I definitely think that there are some things that we would be able to do together.
Sounds good to me. My doors are open for business.
Now, in turning your life around, You made the decision, you went down to Florida, and you said, I'm going to turn my life around. This is going to be an amazing story, I can already tell. And you said, I'm going to turn my life around. So what happened in Florida? You fell in love with somebody, they broke your heart, and you said, I can't do this anymore, so you straightened up. Or you fell in love with somebody, they're like, hey, Papa Chuka, let's not do this anymore, let's do this different. Or what happened in Florida?
Truth be told,
we have two TV stations in Florida. I'm going to do this drop, merciless drop. We have two TV stations in Florida, one in Pensacola,
Truth
Florida.
Truth be told, I fell in love
and
here in L.A. I fell in love with Jesus Christ. And I joined the Church of the Latter-day Saints, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And so I served a Mormon mission in Florida.
Okay.
And being out there, you know, is, like I said, what changed my mind and my heart. And, you know, people often ask me, well, how many people did you convert when you were out there? And I tell them, you know, I baptized a good number of people. I only converted one, myself.
Yourself. Right.
So, you know, so that's what happened in Florida. I went out there because I had, like I said, I joined the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And,
what part of Florida? What part?
I was in southern Florida from Fort Lauderdale down to Miami.
Miami. Okay, gotcha. Miami, Florida. Okay, so it was a chain.
So, you know, those
Miami,
missions, they're only 2 years.
Okay.
So after that, I came back, and I was able to, you know, just continue with the things that I was doing. And I like staying in South LA because I always say that my presence in my community represents hope. You know, a lot of people, you know, they get an education and they get a career and they move away from South LA. And me staying here, I think I bring more positiveness and that hope that not just one person can change, but hopefully the entire community can change for the better. That's why I'm still here. I mean, I'm a true Angeleno. I love my city. You know, there's a quote out there that says, if you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. And growing up in the 80s and 90s, when gang violence was at its worst, then I think that I need to appreciate my city and my community now that it's improved and it's not what it used to be.
Yeah, because everybody got old now.
Preach.
Everybody got old.
Yeah. That's right.
Exactly.
Like, I ain't trying to gangbang at 50. I'm like, I'm sorry, man. My knees hurt. My back hurts.
I can't even run to catch you, man.
My arthritis. I can't even throw up my gang sign. My arthritis and my fingers hurt.
It looks like I'm throwing up the wrong way.
Like that. Be like, oh, man. But I look like gangbanging with a cane, you know? Let's go ride on Willie Nelson, man. Let's go ride on him. You got a walker trying to bang. So anyway, that just went somewhere else.
So that's what brought me back to LA.
What's next for you?
Next for me, well, you know, starting off in January, I know for sure I'm going to start getting busy because I'm also a personal trainer. And as a personal trainer, it allows me to, you know, dig into people's heart and mind because there's more to just them wanting to be physically fit. A lot of them do it for different reasons, you know, just trouble at home or just different reasons. People always have different reasons on why they want to, you know, it's kind of like a stress reliever for them to get into shape. So I know come January, a lot of people, you know, with the New Year's resolution, they want to get in shape, they want to get fit, they want to lose weight. So I know I'm going to be busy with that. But I'm going to structure my my interviews a little bit more and be more consistent. I'm looking to hopefully book 2 interviews a week and quite honestly, hopefully get picked up by a big network and just put it out there. I mean, you know, if Hulu starts looking at me or Netflix or just some of these other TV stations start looking
correct
at me. I'm actually also going to do headshots and get back into the acting. And, you know,
you should do that.
Funny story. When the agents call me and they tell me, hey, you want to go to this audition? I say, sure, why not? You know, what do you want me to do? They always tell me, or they used to tell me, you know what, show up as gangster as possible. And I tell them, listen, what do you mean by that? I'm like, I'm 42 years old, and it's 2016. We don't even dress like that anymore. I mean, what do you want me to wear Dickies? You want me to wear Pendletons? Like, what do you mean by that? Right, you know, and I'm like, first of all, we never really did that. You know, that's just, Hollywood has a whole misrepresentation of that. So I told her, I said, listen, how about next time, instead of telling me to show up as gangster as possible, how about you just tell me to show up as a badass as possible? And she said, well, you know what? She said, you're right. Because chances are you can show up any way you want, and no matter what, they're still going to see you as gangster as possible. That's just the way Hollywood is because they typecast.
That is the way it is.
You know?
That is the way it is, yeah.
So I am going to get back into the entertainment industry. However, I'm going to focus more on, even if I play the bad boy, but at least, you know, kind of like the Vin Diesel type in the Fast and the Furious, where he's the bad boy, but at the end of the story, he's like, you know, the superhero of the story kind of thing. You know, he saved the world from terrorists and whatnot. So that's just more of the roles that I'd rather get into. So, you know, I've been in the gym practically every day, even with an injured arm and everything. But I've been in there just because I really want to be in shape and, you know, just stand out when I get back into the entertainment industry.
Wow. I think that's awesome. I think it's awesome. I think it's tremendous. I think it's truly, truly tremendous. That
I think we should set up an interview with Mr. Collins. See how we knock that out. Talk about Punch TV Studios. give you a chance to ask some questions from the CEO of Punch TV Studios.
Hi, I'm
CEO of
Punch TV Studios. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more in the Punch Bowl right after this.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Do you, Nabuki?
All day, every day, except for when I'm working, of course.
No, never Nabuki then. I have to work and Nabuki at the same time. I have to get my Nabuki on. What you
I
doing?
Can't,
I'm getting
I can't.
My Nabuki on.
That's because you're the CEO of
Punch
TV Studio.
And I have to
We
Nabuki.
Have some people on the line. You do. You do.
We have people
we
on,
have
line.
Some people
oh
on the line.
God. Who's
we
on
have
the line
some people
now?
On
God, God. Who's on the line right now? Oh, my God. Don't be afraid of these people
Stop
calling
it.
Right now. God, Lord. I was trying to get
you
off.
Need
to trying to get
Stop it.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, who's in the Punch Bowl right now?
If you are listening right now and you love to join the conversation, please press 1. But right now, we do have another special guest. We have actor, comedian, Water Ale. I always say it wrong. Water Ale. Are you with us, Water?
Yeah, yeah. How you doing?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. How's it going?
Yeah, yeah. How
yeah,
you doing?
Good. You know, he's keeping that ball rolling.
Now, what does the L stand for? I'm just going to jump right into this. I mean, I ain't even
it's
said
just,
hello. What's
that,
the L?
In the,
is it L like an E-L? And so it's water the
water
backwards?
Just water L.
The
L.
Your mama just
it's
named
L.
you Water L. You came out named
water
L.
Water L. Yep, that's the water L. That's the L.
Well, welcome to the Punch Bowl tonight. What brings you to the Punch Bowl tonight, Water L?
Yeah, I mean, y'all reached out to me and gave me the opportunity to talk about, you know, my story and the things that I've been doing to keep comedy rolling. I've been doing stand up for 9 years.
Really?
I started when I was when I was 20.
Yeah,
hey,
I was
very funny.
He ain't really.
I got that
funny.
Michael
He's
Jackson
funny.
Effect. When I'm sitting off, I'm off. And then when I'm on stage, I'm on.
Oh,
I'm back and forth with it. But,
so you got that joke. There's another name for that. What is that? Isn't that
like
bipolar
like,
or something?
You talking about
bipolar?
Like split personality?
Split personality.
No.
Gotta give me a different word. Nah, see, you're going to make me be funny just because I don't want to be looking like I got a disorder.
No,
well, that's
no,
the whole purpose
no.
of the scene.
That's not what
yeah,
he was saying.
A,
he was saying
no,
he would turn it on for something and turn it off.
We have a water boy in the house, you know, a
water
boy.
You just call him a water boy.
I got
to
be a water
boy.
I got to be a boy.
He said he's about to be funny, which is cold, so he's about to hurt your feelings. So
I'm sorry.
He's a water man.
That name could make a nice beverage, actually. You know, drink water L for health. I'm really serious about it. Your name could really make a good water.
Yeah, because that's
really
cool. Water is important.
Water is an important part of life, you know. But your name, what you have right there, could really be marketed all over the place on a lot of different things. Just something to consider.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a run. I'm definitely going to give it a run on marketing the name in everything that I do. I use, like, my hour specials, I usually use, call them. I always put my name. The first one's Pure Water, and the next one's Water World, and then my last tour will be, it'll be Underwater.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that.
But it's been a good deal, man, doing the stand-up. It ain't always easy, but I've been blessed to be getting to the acting part because of stand-up.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, and I seen on your list is there's a couple coming to interview that I met along this journey, so that was one of the reasons it made me be like, yeah, I need to do this interview with them because I believe in signs. And
Right.
Yeah, it'd be a,
so what were some of the people? Who were
just,
some of the people?
There was the lady, she did PR for Beverly Hills PR. She was one of the first people that I met out here, even before that I had came out here. I started in Seattle. I started comedy in the Bay Area. And then I ended up in Tacoma, Washington, is my hometown. And I knew a comic that was out there that knew her. And he said, when you get there, I'm going to give you the contact, and she's going to look after you. And she got me to a couple red carpet opportunities before I should even been there. You know what I mean? So that was one of the reasons. It was like, all right, I see good people. Birds of a feather flock together. You see good people around good people.
Yes, they do.
You know what I mean? You can kind of fill it out like, okay, they're a little more trustworthy than, you know, just anybody.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the challenges you face as a comedian? Like, what are some of the your particular challenges?
Every comedian's particular challenge is making sure that you financially stable on the way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think
right.
Being a because I see a lot of comics, they get it how the bookers give it. And then I see other comics that have a business sense, a stronger business sense, I need to say, who aren't afraid to go above and beyond outside of the stage to make sure that they're being treated right on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes sense, but it's more of a like a no disrespect to anyone, but it's more
right,
of
yeah,
a
no. No, definitely.
When sometimes you got to work twice as hard, you got to work just as hard on something humble and work just as hard when you're doing great things to make sure that
yes.
you can even continue it.
That's right. That's
so I think that struggle in the beginning of this was forever since I was 18. College football was working graveyard. I think there was never a stop for me in anything that I did. People say, hey, I would love to do that, pro football or going to pro workouts and being able to do that. I was still doing humble things in the background, never really talked about them, but I was doing them to make sure that I was taken care of long enough to do it.
Right.
That my
right.
wife was taken care of long enough not to, to have to yell at me every two seconds when I go do a free show.
Right. Right, right.
Take care of home first.
That's very, very important. Very important.
I see a lot of cats that want to be rappers and everything else, but they say they want to be it, but they don't want to be Mr. Taco Bell and be the rapper that makes it at the show, that shows up to the show. And I think that right there is the difference between a lot of guys who go all the way.
It's very, very different. Very, very different. It's very different. Sometimes you got to do a lot of stuff you don't want to do just to do some of the things you want to do.
Yeah,
even as,
and,
and I'll say this, even as a CEO of Punch TV Studios and what we're doing and what we are accomplishing, I have to do a lot of things I don't want to do. Like right now, I'm actually in Houston, Texas, and I don't really want to be in Houston, Texas right now. I really want to be home right now. I really, really, really do. You know,
but you know, and, because you know your
but
vision.
I know I got to be here right now. So I, but I don't want to do this, and that's one of the things. But I got to keep everything rolling. So in order for me to keep everything going for everybody that we have, you know, and we have like, I'm just trying to count this thing out right now. We have 15 employees now, and we have some contractors that are working for us all the time right now. And to keep this thing rolling, it demands that I be here. But I don't want to be here, you know what I mean? But I'm like, okay, I got to get this TV station up because, well, the TV station is up now, but in my thinking, I'm like, I have to get the TV station up because, one, it's got to come live. If it comes live, people will see it. They'll want to be a part of it. They'll see what we're doing, and they're going to want to be a part of what we're doing. But it's not always fun. It's not fun when I'm on the road for 2,000 miles. And in this case, it's been like storming and snowing and everywhere that I've like, it's been like snow going across the country and stuff like that. And I've been on the road for 2,000 miles. And by the time I come back, I would have been on the road for like over 4,000 miles. And it's not something I want to do, but you have
to do. But you want
to do
the picture. That's what you have to do.
You have to do it in order to achieve the goal.
That's delayed gratification. You know, you work all year for one season, and you do all those things. You plant those seeds, and I ain't never seen a tree grow the next day after you plant a seed.
I ain't never seen it either.
If you're doing in these different states and different countries, you got to plant an apple tree over there, and then one over here in L.A. and one over there. And then you got to keep on circulating, come back watering them, do the work, and then they'll grow.
And then they're
growing. That's been the story.
Absolutely. So, Water, where can people see you perform or find out more information about you?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I just did the Comedy Store last Thursday, and I'll be in the Bay Area a lot. I'm Hollywood based, so I'll do like the Live Factory, like a Chocolate Sunday. Here and there, but I've been really, really focusing on this acting thing. And I've been booking. I got some movies coming, and I've been trying. Sometimes you try not to talk about them because you don't want to count your eggs before they hatch. You know, I've been humbled. I did a movie Straight Outta Compton, and I tell my daddy, and then he watched the movie, and then I'm deleted scenes. So it's like, you never know how to edit the room. So, you know, but when I first got here, I came from nothing. You know, I just... You getting stuff that you never thought you would ever get, and you just happy about it. So you talking about it and you posting about it, but you like, dang, the turnover for a movie might be 2 years. I didn't know.
Absolutely.
A lot of people don't really understand that. Even when we're doing television shows with people, I tell them that, okay, we could start your television show right now. This thing ain't coming out for a year. There's no sense in thinking that we're going to get this thing going and this is going to happen. This is going to take a year and 9 months if we're moving fast. It's just the way that things happen. And I kind of, even at Punch, one of the greatest things that I did was took the pressure off of myself by trying to not do everything in 2 months or in 3 months or whatever, and trying to say, okay, it's going to take us this much time. We're going to develop it. We're going to go through it. We're going to sit with it. We're going to live with it. We're going to breathe it. We're going to eat it. We're going to sleep it. We're going to dream it. And it's still going to take 9 months to pull off a very great project. And it's just what it is. There's no other way. There's no other way around it. And so that's really great wisdom there. That's really great wisdom, what you're saying right there.
That's why I love stand-up, because the Hollywood turnaround, it could be so slow that, you know, I see peer actors and I can see how they go through depression and hard times mentally. But for a stand-up, it's like we stay busy. Take your mind out of that. Production going to do what they're going to do. And then you get on that stage and you focus on this. And so you always get better, because they kind of work hand in hand. The movies let you sell tickets, you know. So I've matured to the sense of, you know, I'm not calling no directors and production companies that where I'm actually friendly with the, you know, the upper hands and being like, when that thing coming, I'm just putting in God's hands and in their hands that they know what
they're
doing. And that's why God gave them that position. And then I'm over here focusing on what I control, what I can control.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be right back after this. Do you have a Facebook page or a
your
website?
The Real _ Water. Not on Facebook, but The Real _ Water is
Cool. On Instagram, The Real _ Water. All right, well, let's link up on Instagram and Facebook.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American-owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
And we are back. Do you, Nabuki? Do you, Nabuki? Do you, Nabuki? Do you, Nabuki? Now you, Nabuki? Now you, Nabuki? I was coming up with the Nabuki dance. That was the Nabuki.
I'm gonna give you some dance steps. The Nabuki dance and make it go viral.
The Nabuki dance.
You should do a Nabuki challenge. That's what you do, a Nabuki challenge. Come up with the Nabuki
challenge.
That's right. So, Mr. Collins.
Yes, yes.
I have this guy call in. You know, usually I screen the call, but someone called in and they were just like, oh, he knows me. He knows me. So, you know, I got to see, do you really, really, really know anyone named
Do I know somebody
Lorenzo
named?
Murphy? Do you
know Lorenzo Murphy,
Mr. Collins?
I do know a Lorenzo Elvis Murphy out there. I do know that guy. He's like a rock star. And
He's a rock star? Okay, I was just making sure, because people can tell me anything. He's an OG rock star.
He's an OG rock star. You know, people listen to his music all over. He's got an album out. That's Lorenzo Murphy. Mm-hmm. I know. Now, he don't go by Lorenzo Murphy when he's rocking star. So, yeah, that's my buddy because he got on as Lorenzo Murphy, but, you know, he's actually Elvis Murphy. Twist. Hey, what's up, man? Welcome to the
podcast. Oh, man, just listening to your show and enjoying your guests, you know what I mean? And I'm feeling all that because sometimes you got to just do things just to keep, just don't even be, I'm not waiting for anything, but I'm expecting something. But as long as I stay consistent on just staying who I am every single day unconditionally, it's bound to happen. You got to just get to the right age to deserve it. And that's where I'm at today. It's not that I was a millionaire at 18 with Freeway Ricky Ross. I wasn't supposed to be no millionaire at 18 years old because I wasn't ready to handle all that money, to handle the mansions, the yachts, the, all this stuff. You know what I mean? I didn't even understand the factor of what I was doing. But now that I'm older, it's like the money is very important, but the whole thing important now is to stay healthy and alive to get it, to enjoy it. And that's where I'm at today. And I heard a young man speaking about Ohio, and I heard you speak, Mr. Collins, about how you got to just do stuff that you don't want to do. I mean, people want to become a doctor, but they don't know. They got to go and work at a convalescent home. You got to go work at a convalescent home. You got to go volunteer somewhere at a location, or you got to go through some different type of training, search training, first responders training. They think you just going to just be a doctor. Right. There's a lot of other things that comes along with what you ask for, you know.
Yes,
excuse me. I went to go talk to some youth the other day at the View Park, and I was talking to them about branding and marketing, but it was supposed to be about entertainment. So you understand the dynamics of where I went with the kids. I had to change it up, and I said, listen, I'm here to help you brand. I'm here to help you market yourself, but I'm not talking about the industry. I'm talking about yourself. I want you to brand yourself. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm talking about. You're going to do things. You're going to do things, and I'll be done. You're going to do things way before you even become what you are, because it's a test for people to testing you out about. If I want to become a rock star, I had to become a drummer. I had to practice. I had to be on time. I had to be disciplined. I had to be a good listener. I had to be a creator. It's a lot of things goes along. It's like you said, Mr. Collins, being a TV owner, TV station owner. Man, you had to go through a lot of different steps just to become where you at today, to talk on your own radio show. You didn't have a radio show 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago.
Six months ago.
That's what I'm trying to say. But what did you do in life for somebody to articulate you in your action? You know what I mean? To articulate you in your actions, in your movement, in your belief, and saw something else in you and told you, hey, man, you need a radio show. You didn't think you was a radio host. I never thought I was a radio host. But that's just like what it is, because I sit there and I talk all night, you know. But I'm just keeping it real with you that I understand the movement. I wish a lot of more people understand. Before you get to where you're going, you got a lot of more obstacles to get to.
That's correct.
To discipline yourself to get ready. And that's about it.
That was deep.
That was really, really deep. You have to discipline yourself to get ready.
Everybody's
been
like?
Really deep tonight. You got to discipline yourself to get ready.
No, I like that he mentioned the time. You know what I mean? That you have to be on time. And most creative people, they forget that. They think I'm just so talented and I'm so, you know, wonderful and I'm so beautiful that it doesn't matter when I show up. The world waits for me. And those are the people who wind up not getting the parts and not getting the roles and not getting called because they simply weren't or can't be on time.
Of course.
I'm there on
and that's
time.
Very important. I mean, that's very important. I found that so a lot of people don't understand that people are watching you. They're watching your every move, how you drink your water, how you come out the bathroom, did you wash your hands, all that little type
right.
of stuff. That's very important about becoming, like, I had to do a lot of things before I even can say I was a rock star. You feel what I'm saying? Really, I just couldn't
right.
come up and be in that studio because I was in the studio at Capitol Records with all these legends. That'll make me no rock star. What made me a rock star is them finding out what I was really about in society, who I cared about, what did I do? What did I do after, what did I do off the drums? What did I do away from the studio? How did I treat people in situations when I got mad? Did I treat them humbly and nicely no matter how mad I got? That's how I became a rock star. Because there was a lot of times where I was at, I wasn't used to that lifestyle. The lingual, the talk, the niceness of, well, I want to kill you, hug you, but really don't want to hug. You know, you have to get used to that, and you have to accept it. And it's just, I don't know. It's just knowing what you got to go through. And I'm just really, I love that subject y'all talking about. I really do. Because it's so important that people need to know that you're going to have to go through stuff before you get it. You got to earn it, like earn the respect. I mean, me and Mr. Collins, we met each other, but we have to earn respect from each other. It's like that we just clicked
That's
off
true.
The top.
That's true.
Well,
that's
to do
true.
Things, I got mad at him. He got mad at me. But look, after all these years, we still buddies, still partners, because we had to go through stuff. I mean, sometimes I didn't believe at times. You know what I'm saying? I was like the others, but
you have to just believe in the movement. It's like opening up a club and nobody came in yet. It took about a year for your club to get crowded.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to still keep opening up your club every Thursday, no matter who's there or not. Just open it up for the next whole year, unconditionally, no matter if you sell a bottle of liquor, a cup of water. You got to keep it going. And that, believe me, at the end of the year, you can have a packed place. You're going to need to open up another level.
That's true. That's very, very
true. We're getting words of wisdom tonight. I think this
is
like
we really
wisdom
are getting
Tuesday.
Words of like wisdom night. This is like wisdom Tuesday. Goodness, we could have planned.
And you know
this.
What? And you remember we were speaking the other night, the other day, Mr. Carlin, I was saying the difference why you are becoming successful now. You're a businessman now. You're not working up under the community status. Because I was just like I was telling you that community types, I mean, I'm community. We have no filter. I'd rather give you a flyer and tell you what I'm doing besides just giving you a proposal. A lot of people don't understand why you can't make it because you're coming up with the wrong thing. You're showing the wrong thing. I can't get $1 million from you showing you a flyer on what I do. I have to write a proposal. And I see that you have changed the dynamics on what you do now. You write proposals now. You don't have flyers no more. I remember I used to see flyers. So you're way beyond community. You business now. You're on the stock market. And everybody knows all over the world. And I'm proud of you myself, and I'm done.
Thank you. A lot of people know. A lot of people are investing, and Lorenzo's words of wisdom are just so wonderful. Like sometimes I have to call him like at 4 o'clock in the morning, his time. Like, hey man, I need to tap you up.
for many years.
I be up. See, so they don't know. I'd be like, hey, man, you up? Oh, man, what? Yeah, man, I'm up. Look, man, I need to talk to you. What you think about this, man? Go brush your teeth and come back to the phone. I'm awake. So when I need to talk to somebody, I'd be like, man, go brush your teeth and come back to the phone. I'm awake.
Yeah.
That mint hits you from that toothpaste. You kind of wake up a little bit. Hey, man, I got this. And you'd be on the phone for like a couple of hours almost sometimes. You know, just talking about, you know, how to get to the next level. And sometimes you need people like Elvis Murphy in your life to help you get to the next level. You'd be like, you know, man, how would you do this? This is what I'm facing. How would you do this? You know, and that's what you did. You know, you need people like that in your life to help you progress to the next level. And I can honestly say that Lorenzo Elvis Murphy is a true mentor.
A true mentor in every sense of the word.
True. Did brothers like him. I don't know what to say. I'm thankful that God has him in my life. And that's a really good brother. I'm really thankful.
Thanks a lot, brother.
What do you think about
tonight's
show?
We mentor each other, brother. You know what I mean?
Oh, Thank you. But that was for you. But thank you. Well, how do you think about tonight's show, Shreva?
I think this was a fabulous show. And you know what, you know, after 6 weeks, you start to see patterns to a certain extent. And it's like some shows just wind up talking about the same subject. I don't know if that's because, you know, they heard the person previous, but it's like we've been having these shows that just get really spiritual, you know, all of a sudden, and, you know, everybody is a spiritual night. It's like tonight, people just offer their words of wisdom. And it just, I thought it was just excellent to hear the different words and words of support from different people. I thought it was a great show.
Yeah, I think it was really good, too, and I'm so thankful. I want to tell everybody, visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. Become a part owner. Buy your stock in our company. We have an amazing company, absolutely amazing. So go to our website, punchtvstudios.com, click on the Invest Now button, and you'll be able to invest in our company. There's a video there that'll help you understand what we're doing. It breaks it down to you in a lot of different ways. There's information down on the bottom left of that page. Once you click on the Invest Now, that shows you step by step how to make your investment in our company. It's a secure transaction. Your information is secure. Everything is secure. And we are making history right now because we are the only company in America that's reaching out to the community and saying, hey, you could become a stockholder in our company. I want to thank all of our guests for tonight's show. It's a completely awesome show, completely tremendous show. And I want to thank our my co-host and our producer. And Sharifa, thank you so much. And we'll see you tomorrow night at about the same punch time on the same punch station.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.